Alaskans held local women's marches across the state on Saturday, from Adak to Utqiagvik to Homer to Ketchikan. An estimated 10,000 people participated statewide. For most, attending the march was an opportunity to stand up for women's rights, indigenous rights, environmental protection, and other social issues. But as Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman reports, it was just the first step.
People braved blizzards, negative temperatures, and strong winds to attend the marches statewide. Events were organized around the world in response to the negative rhetoric of President Donald Trump's campaign and potential threats to the rights of women, immigrants, people of faith, people of color, and many others. In the far north, about 100 people marched in the negative 23-degree weather in Nome. Dozens turned out despite similar temperatures in Utqiagvik, where some residents say the march was arranged last minute. 10 turned out in Adak in the far western Aleutians, 900 in Homer in the southern Kenai Peninsula. In Haines, in southeast Alaska, organizers expected 25 people to show up for the march, but instead, trumpeter and assembly member Tom Morfitt played to a crowd of about 150. Haines High School teacher Patty Brown was one of the participants. She says she'll continue the spirit of the march by helping her students learn to educate themselves.
I guess as much as anything, try to fill my students with interest in knowing facts and how to find them and how to research them and on their own do original science.
Marcy Ugstead was in a crowd of about 220 people in Ketchikan. She says for her, the march was about standing together for everyone's rights, no matter what their opinions are. Ugstead says the best way to continue forward is to get involved with the community.
Help out where you can, volunteer when you can, even if you only have an hour a week or 2 hours a week. There are so many local programs that need assistance. Be a part, be engaged, be an American.
In Sitka, Sitka Conservation Society Director Andrew Toms participated in the march and a direct action fair, along with 700 others. He was there gathering signatures to protect public lands.
Commercial fishermen are going back to Washington to advocate for federal lands and our salmon and fisheries resources, and we're going to send them back with a list of people who support keeping Tongass National Forest lands intact.
Some of the estimated 3,500 marchers in Anchorage echoed Tom's ideas and encouraged people to write to their elected leaders with their thoughts and concerns. Anchorage resident Whitney Flores says she'll continue the spirit of the march through her work.
To be a good policy writer, that's my plan, is being able to bridge the gap between science and policy so that way we can have good policy that benefits everybody.
Up the road in Talkeetna, where about 80 people participated, Sarah Kehoe said she plans to use compassion to help people protect their rights and stay safe.
And I think it's important still to speak out and express a different opinion and to stand up, particularly stand up for those that don't have the privilege. I understand I am white and I'm privileged, and I want to make sure that I go up to someone who's being bullied and I stand by them and I say, I'm here with you and I'm going to stay with you and be with you until you're safe.
Sarah Harrington, one of the organizers of Kodiak's 300-person march, echoed the ideas of supporting one another as a community.
We really wanted to bring everyone together and find commonalities. So have a way to unite people, but have people feel supported with some of the concerns that they have right now. So we're definitely taking a positive stance.
With help from Abby Collins in Haines, Layla Carey in Ketchikan, Emily Kwong in Sitka, Philip Manning in Talkeetna, and Kayla DeRoche in Kodiak, I'm Ann Hillman in Anchorage.